Hello, hello. This is Yuri of Moving Sales Professionals and Let's Talk Moving Podcast. And with me today, I have Mario Riez, one of our most popular guests on the show. So he's coming back
Tell
to us.
me, you got the new show, and I've seen all the video, I've seen all the promotions and everything. Tell me more about it. So what's the goal of the show? What are the plans? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, no, we're just doing it for a little bit of outreach and having a little bit of fun with it. My son and our VA that runs the social media thought it was a good idea. And I wasn't like, I wasn't 100% with it at first because I was like, well, what do we talk about? What do we do? But it just became kind of a little bit of a natural. We just started to say, okay, let's give it a shot. It started to work out a little bit. We've had some good guests. We've talked about some controversial topics with the general household goods contract that was a big hit. We're going to do another one with John Burton. And John Burton is a mentor of mine from years ago. We worked together at Grable Van Lines, and he was the first one that gave me an opportunity in sales. And so he's really a good guy, really innovative. He works for a company called Olympia. And just a real good guy. I met with him and his wife. I moved him a few times over the years. And then we're gonna have following up with you. And then we've got another, probably we'll have a GHC topic because those guys kind of need to get it needs to get readdressed again. I feel anyway.
Yeah,
There were.
I think it's important. The live Q&A sessions are great. It's actually something that I've been thinking about doing for a very long time. So I think it's actually it's awesome that you're doing that. I definitely see the benefit of it, because people can. I mean, look, we are
What
live
are
people.
you
Mario, myself, obviously we're here, and I'm always willing to answer questions, and I'm always willing to help out people in the industry or new people that are coming in that are thinking, should I do this? Should I not do this?
And now for a word from our sponsors. If you're a moving business owner, you may have already heard of Moversville, an email marketing service that helps moving companies increase, repeat, and referral business. But have you heard of Moversville Connect? Moversville Connect is an incredible resource for all things moving. They feature an array of vendors and services that cater specifically to the moving industry. You can find companies that provide moving software, moving sales services, marketing services, moving equipment providers, and much, much more. Visit moversville.com today to learn more.
Now, to full disclosure, I'm not there to do all the legwork for you. So if you want to do what I do, I'm not going to tell you everything that I do. I'm not going to give you all my tips. I'm not going to do all the work for you. If you want to get to a certain point in the industry, whether it's me or Mario or whatever, especially if you're in the same market, like with moving, it's a little different. Like if you are in New York and Mario is in California, right? Mario can give you his tips. Ultimately, you're not going to be his competitor, right? You're not going to be there. And it's a good, I'm all for competition, right? But at the same time, you got to, at times, there's certain things that you got to do yourself. There's certain growing pains that you got to go through yourself, because otherwise, you're not going to learn and you're not going to be able to implement it. It's not like, yeah, there's things that we can teach you, there's things that we can tell you simply because we want good guys in the industry.
No,
There's been too many
absolutely.
bad players in the industry that learn bad habits and bad things from companies that were out there that were there for a season, then gone, then they were back the next season with a different name, and then again and again and again and again, and sooner or later the government probably caught them. But at the point is that those guys, all of those guys, created bad name for those of us that are actually trying to do honest work,
No, I agree with
which is
you.
what it really comes down to. I'm not there to screw anybody. Like with me, what you see is what you get. With Mario is what you see is what you get. We're real people. Mario has been to my office here in Maryland multiple times. So we've met in person multiple times. So it's like you're like you get exactly what you see with Mario and with myself.
No, that's true. I mean, we've had the opportunity to even hang out at the ice skating rink and just we'd be on work or whatever and, just talking and life and everything
Yeah.
else. And I think that that's, building relationships with people as you go along and knowing that they've got the same concerns that you do.
It's a very it's a, at the end of the day, it's a very small world, and this is a very narrow industry in general. If you don't know someone, I bet you know someone that does. because it's
Right, yeah.
that, or they're on the same Facebook group or whatever. You know, we're all there's there, there it's a very, very small community. So people genuinely know each other. So if you are a bad player, it's going to get out there fairly quick and people are going to stop working with you. That's
No, I
really the
agree.
bottom line today, because before you didn't have the social media, you didn't have the reach to everyone like you do these days. These days you have, you know, like everybody knows, right?
No,
And
that's true.
I'm pretty straightforward with my thinking process, whether it's about the industry as a whole or certain people in the industry. You know, I'm pretty straightforward. But
Really? No.
I also I work very hard on keeping my promises, and I work very hard
No,
in
you do.
general.
You and I, Matt, we don't. I use moving sales professionals for years, and we develop our own program, and we've remained friends. So I started our sales department, when we were just starting to do COB work or just internet work. And it was a great help, and we kind of developed and left, but we always maintained the professionalism between each other and,
Yeah, absolutely.
friendship. So no, it's good. It's absolutely good.
Does your company need more creative marketing and ad campaigns to improve traffic and organic leads? Well, Moving Sales Professionals has a solution for you. We have partnered with social media marketing agency that has over 300 million views on their ads and videos across social media, and they have generated over $35 million for their clients over the last 10 years alone. Their services include content creation, social media ads, pay-per-click campaigns, website and funnel development, Google ads, email marketing campaigns, lead generation, and much, much more. For a limited time only, they have discounted rates for their services. Sign up for a free consultation call with us via our Calendly link on our website or below this video.
And for those out there that are just developing and they don't have a call center, I think Yuri is a great option. I mean, just fantastic option. He works hard, he's diligent. When there is a mistake, because there's always going to be a mistake in the moving business, he did it, he made it right, and he always came up with a great solution so that he protects your reviews, which is important in this area. And yeah, no, I think he was great, and that's why we still talk. And he's going to be on my show coming up sometime in October. I don't know, is it, I think September, because we've got a August 28th date. We're going to follow up pretty quick in less than a month.
Whenever I'm there for you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no. I
You've
know
been there
you
for
are.
me, I'm there for you. Yeah, I
Absolutely.
mean, but like I said, at the bottom of the line too is that look, guys, you guys are owners. You're trying to run your own business, so am I. So to me, it's beside I don't, you know, if you have an issues with something that my people are doing, I don't want you to talk to some manager that's out there that's just, you know, another whatever that's going to say, yes, sir, no, sir. I have to ask the owner, sir. We can cut out that middle person. You can just call me and say, hey, Yuri, we're having this issue. And
Right.
I'm going to look at the issue and I'm going to figure out a way to work it out so that is so we're all in good shape, or we're going to figure out a way how to solve it. Right. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to send you to off to somebody else. Like, yeah, I mean, I go on vacation just like anybody else does. You know, I try to do that a little bit more nowadays in my life because I'm trying to make sure that I spend more time with my family. Because at the end of the day, why are we doing this, right? At the end of the day, we don't want to work just to work. We're trying to get to a certain point, whether it's, you know, being able to enjoy life a little bit more, or maybe go to places that we've never been to before and enjoy that. You know, I like to go on vacations. You know, I was very happy to finally get to, like, I've always wanted to go to Maya ruins and, you know, Chichen Itza, and I finally did that last year. So I was very, very happy about that, to finally see that live in person. There's so many of
Nice.
these things that you see as you grow up, especially, I mean, Mario's older than I am, but you know,
No.
I'm not exactly that young anymore either, you know. So I'm 42 at this point. So like there's also things that I've seen when I was a kid that I'd like to see in person. I'd love I'm you know I still want to go to Egypt. I still want to go to Italy, and my plan is to get there within the next couple of years and see that in person while it's still there to see, you
Right.
know.
No,
But
absolutely.
other than that, I'm available. You know, like I yeah, a couple times a year I'm away, but most of the time I'm here. And most of the time I'm there able to, I'm always on Facebook. I'm always on Instagram. I'm always, so you can just, if you have a industry question or you have something that you feel, or you want to use our service or whatever, you can always reach out. I'm usually fairly available. I'm online all the time.
So tell us a little bit about the volume. I know that you said you had to purge a little and get lean and mean. I think we're all doing that right now. If you haven't done it, you're doing it right now. When did you start to like down, like recognize that the turn down the industry
I
was
mean,
really?
it's been an ongoing thing. I think what happened when it started for me, really, so at one point I wanted to step away from the phones. That was my plan, to eventually be able to step away. And while for a moving industry, that's a legit thing that you have to do. You have to do, because it's going to allow you to focus on the growth of your company, right? For me, I figured out that it was actually doing the opposite. Because first of all, I stepped away, and then I kept a couple of people over slow season that frankly I shouldn't have kept.
That happened to
And not only did I step away,
me
I
too.
also kept the people that I shouldn't have kept, and it ended up costing me, I had, a couple hundred thousand that were sitting, that were in my savings. They were gone very, very quickly. Between those, between the keeping people that I shouldn't have kept and stepping away from the phones, that's what it did. And it was very painful to come back. I'm finally now, 2 years later, starting to get back to where I was in that regard. It took me 2 years to fix that mistake, right? So ultimately, I think, especially with sales, if people want to do what you do, it's not that they gotta necessarily pay you to train them, but they, at the very least, you shouldn't have to pay them.
Right now,
You're
that's
teaching
what.
them how to do something that's very specific, and something that can earn you a six-figure income. It can. I'm a living, breathing example of that, and I have sales reps on my team that are living, breathing examples of that, right? So, and this is doing it straight, guys. We don't do it, and we're not there to fool customers. We do it straight. We take inventories, we provide accurate quotes, we do it straight.
Tell me about this. How many leads a day do you think your reps get? Or what would you tell
So,
everybody out
to
there?
me, it all,
What's the
first of all, it
perfect
depends on
amount?
quality of rep. Right? Because certain people, and you and I know who I'm talking about, certain people should never have 20 leads a day. Certain people should only have maybe 10, no matter how good they are. That's all they can handle. We have a rep that we mutually know that if you give, she's going to focus on what she's going to focus on. And if you give her more, there's going to be leads that are going to go by wayside. They're not even going to get done. Right. So it's like, it's got, it depends on person, right? For myself, if it's just me and I don't have to worry about podcast, I don't have to worry about anything business related, and all I'm focused on is sales, I can handle 25, 30 leads a day personally, myself.
And that's
And
big.
still be
That's
able to do my follow-ups, and still be able to do all of that that's involving, and not making sure I don't have stale leads sitting, right? But for most people, if they are experienced, I would think 15, 20 is the tops. I would not go past that per rep. You go any higher than that, and
the reason is it.
it, like, the follow-up starts suffering. And this job, no
No,
matter what anybody says, it's very much about follow-ups.
I
No
agree.
matter how good your lead quality is, it's follow up, follow up, follow up. If you're not
No.
doing that, that's like, you're gonna put yourself in a bind, you will.
No, I agree with you 100% with that. I think that we train on the Cardone sales system, and it helped us out quite a bit. And we, it's about follow-up. It is. It's not even about, well, I mean, of course, you want a high quality rep, but at the same time, if they can follow the system of the follow-up, they become high quality, or they become better than they would have been if they just follow the system. Like, there are the people that are going to be the stars of any industry, but if you have a good follow-up system and a good plan for them to follow, people can be successful at various levels. So I think that success isn't, even though like we do determine success by numbers or, because that's how we can do some KPIs and things of that nature, but I think that everyone's has their own personal level of success,
Right.
what
And
their plus
I
level is or
think
minus.
I'm gonna say this because and I say this a lot. I think one of the bigger problems that's out there today too is the fact that people are moving company owners, especially ones that have been around for a long time. I've said this a million times. Guys, your advertising and your yellow pages and what happened, it's not going back. Stop sitting and hoping that what worked for you 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago is gonna work again. It is not. This industry and focus on these customers is changing every single day. Stop relying on it to stay the same. Start adjusting what's happening around you. Look at the industry. Look what's different. Look what's changed. You got to stay up with whatever is the newest fad, whatever is the most modern thing that's working. Stop focusing on things that of the past. It doesn't work. I have people like I have an example. I have four companies right now. So let's say four or five companies that are more or less in close markets, right? We have different reps working them, so there's no level, whatever. But here's the difference. You have a company that's spending $2,000, $3,000 on advertising. You have a company that's spending about four or five. You have a company that's spending 10, and you have a company that's spending 17. Okay. The company that's spending two to three, they're going out of business. Because the money that they were spending them on leads. It was not as strategic, and leads are gone to shit. So those of you that are still, that's your biggest source for whatever, you guys are not doing it right. Sorry. The lead quality is just not there. It hasn't been there across the industry for at least 3 years. And you
Right,
still
no,
want
that's
that to
true.
change. And it's the same freaking lead providers that we've all been using for the past 20. Same ones.
Right.
Why do you think that they're not doing things? If anything, they got more diluted. They used to be much better. They all used to be much better because when they were initially starting, they were great because they were focused on quality. They were focused on, like you were only sharing those leads with maybe two to three companies. Nowadays, you're lucky if it's not 10.
Right.
Right? So you have a lot more competition than you ever did for those same leads. Right? So that company is out of business. The company that's four or five, they're moving, they're making money, they're more than breaking even, but they're still struggling. They're still struggling because they're still saying we don't have enough work. The company that's spending 10, they're doing great. They got a little bit of space on the calendar here and then, but they're mostly doing great. The company that's spending 17, frankly, they got more leads than they know what to do with. They're booking up, their calendar is full 2 to 3 weeks out. And they could sell the leads that they can't book anyway because they're sold out, but they're not. They're choosing to keep them to themselves. But that's four different margin. I'm not saying that that's what you should be spending, but what I'm saying is that whatever you're spending, it should be more strategic,
Correct.
and you should find that happy medium. And at the end of the day, like I always say over and over again, social media is the way of the future. Build
Right.
your audience. Don't think about necessarily people that are going to move today. There are people that are going to be moving 2 years, 3 years, 10 years from now. If you want to be around then, build it now.
No,
It's
I
like in
agree.
that movie, if you build it, they will come,
They will
right?
come. That's
So,
right.
but you got to do it. You got to spend that time. You got to invest that time. You got to build it. You got to invest that money. A lot of the stuff with social media, whatever, it's not something that's instant gratification. Stop looking for instant gratification.
Right.
And frankly, if you don't have money to spend on leads, if you don't have money to spend on advertising, maybe this is not the industry for you. Because it's going to be
No.
a while before you start seeing the return.
Right.
You got to build it first, and build it, you might be spending thousands of dollars before you get to that point where you're going to start seeing money come back to you. If you don't have it now, and it doesn't look like you're going to have that money to spend, maybe you need to move on. and
That's
not put
true.
yourself and your family through having to have those sleepless nights and work and work and work and work and not see anything happen. Meanwhile, your kids are growing. You're not seeing them. You're not spending time with them. You know, your wife is, you know, not seeing you. She needs time from you. Instead, you're there spending time with movers. What do you think is going to happen with that relationship? You know,
Not good.
that let's
It's
be
happened.
realistic and
It's
stop
happened to me.
living in a dream world and
It's happened.
realize that any business, any, you know, I didn't know some of this stuff when I got in. I never owned a business before. Nobody in my family ever owned a business prior to me doing this, right? But I didn't know some of this stuff. But what I did was I risked very little. I put some money away over a course of a summer. I invested that money into the business that I knew I was good at, and it paid off. And it paid off more than I ever thought it would, you know. But I risked very little. It was a very small, calculated risk. I knew at the time that I could make money doing this myself easily. Easily. I could do this in my sleep, you know. But I did the would I be able to own a company? Would I be able to run a company? Would I be able to scale it? Would I be able to grow it? There's a lot of these questions that you got to answer for yourself.
Right.
Some of you will say yes, and maybe that's not necessarily the case, but you got to be honest with yourself too. You got to understand the
Well,
risks and you got to say, okay, am I willing to take that risk? At what point can I stop? This is like gambling, right? If you're going in the, if unless before you develop a problem, you need to come up. Like when I go to a casino, I bring $200. If that $200 is gone, I'm done. So it's like it's the same thing. How far are you willing to go before it starts affecting everything that you do in your daily life? You gotta do. I'm not saying you shouldn't take risks, right? But you should. But in my mind, you shouldn't take risks that are going to affect your personal life and your family and your quality of life as a whole. You know, it's like if you got family, you got kids, that comes first. That comes first. You're not gonna get back the years of your children growing. You're not gonna see them starting to walk again. You're not gonna see that first dance recital again. You're not gonna see that first hockey game again. You're never gonna see that stuff again for the first time. And video is not the same thing, no matter what you tell yourself.
No. You know what? I
You're never
agree.
going to
But
get that when that kid you get home, daddy, and that
I
girl or that boy is rushing towards you to give you the biggest hug in the world that you ever had up to that point. I don't know about
right.
you, but that, you know, some days when I get that and when I've gotten that in the past, that was the highlight of my day.
Well, for me, and I know a few people out there, like, unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of that because, one, older, but just like different thing. And I've got the pleasure of working with my son right now. He's 30, and that's been good and bad, but mainly good.
I met your son. He's a bright one.
But it's just like I, he didn't we didn't I didn't grow up. I mean, he didn't really grow up with me. We were separated, his mom and I. But on top of that, I was an over-the-road driver, so I didn't even when I was at home, sometimes I didn't see him. So. And then the next thing you know, they're grown. So I agree with you. I think that, you know, it's every some people have to do it. I mean, professional
Some
sports
people do,
players,
but you gotta make their hard decisions.
yeah, definitely. And you have to, I
They're
think you just
very
have to
hard
make time,
decisions.
and you have to have your significant other half has to be on board and on your team for it to be successful. So I think that that's.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're away. There's some sports, there's like over the road drivers, and you know, they have to, but they just have to. I think it's not necessarily being there all the time, but just the quality of time. If you're there 24/7 and the quality of the time is bad, then yeah, it's not good. But I agree with you. I think but it's everyone's choice. You know what I mean? Like, some people are like, you know what? I don't care. I just want to do it. I don't. You know what I mean? Maybe
Yeah,
later
but I
on when I
think
get
the
older.
reason we're talking about it, the reason I bring it up is that know what you're getting yourself into. Do
Yeah,
your
no.
don't just trust on somebody else. Don't trust me. Don't trust Mario. Do your research. Do your
Right.
research. See, there's plenty of statistics out there of how much it actually costs to start a business and how much do you have to invest your first 3 years. Everybody's always say that 3 year, first 3 years is the benchmark because so many
Right.
businesses fail before they ever get there, you
Oh,
know?
5, 10, like I said, I think I'm not candid. We're going through a struggle now, and it's hard, man. But for traditional companies, and we didn't lay, just like you, we didn't lay off enough. We didn't tear down and get
Yeah,
skinny enough.
those are hard decisions because especially when somebody has been with you for a little bit, because people
Right.
grow to trust you. But at the end of the day, if they're not putting out the effort,
Right.
you can't afford to keep them.
No.
Because for the same amount of money that you're paying to the person that doesn't put in the effort, you can hire somebody that puts in the effort and brings in more money than whatever. Because at the same time, sooner or later, every one of your workers is going to want to make more money, is going to want to ask
Right.
you for a raise and everything else, you know? Now, commission only is a little bit different because commission only, there it's in their hands how much they make.
Right.
So if they're putting in the effort, they will make whatever they want to make. It's a level of effort, it's a level of opportunity. So we're here to
Agreed.
provide the opportunity, they're there to provide the effort.
Agreed.
So you can't, I can't speak for the for their efforts. I can only speak for the opportunities that I give them. But anyway, we can continue talking about this. But ultimately, I think that we've had a good talk today. And Mary, thank you very much for joining me. And guys, like I
Absolutely.
always say, the world moves on its own, so let the professionals move yours for you. Thank you very
All
much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon. Mario, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to being with you in a few weeks.
right.